This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I am Taryn, your host, and it's time for you to get out of your seat.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Adam is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
How many different colored pills was Neo offered in The Matrix?
2.
Correct. What is the largest island in Italy?
Sicily.
Yes. Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen are the main characters from what musical?
Pass. Grease.
Correct. What was the name of the handheld pet that became a craze in 1996?
Digipet.
No.
Pass.
To help keep sand out of their eyes, how many sets of eyelids do camels have?
3.
Correct. Which popular social media platform was originally called Peekaboo?
Facebook.
No.
Twitter.
No.
MySpace.
No. What was the main type of alcohol used in a traditional Moscow mule?
Vodka.
Correct. In what state would you find the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Ohio.
No.
Michigan.
No.
Iowa.
No. What is the term for a caterpillar turning into a butterfly?
Cocoon.
No.
Pass.
How many seasons did MASH air?
6.
No. You, Adam, got 5 correct.
Not terrible.
All right.
Let's see how our boy Migs will do.
I mean, was that right down the middle?
It was right down the middle.
All right, we got it.
There he is.
Yeah, buddy.
Steve Migs, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
Oh, my God. How many different colored pills was Neo offered in The Matrix?
Red, blue, 2.
2, yes, that's correct. What is the largest island in Italy?
Oh, Venice?
No.
Sicily.
Correct. Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen are the main characters from what musical?
Grease 2?
No.
Grease?
Yes. What was the name of the handheld digital pet that became a craze in the 90s?
I still think Grease 2 is better. Is that the Tamahuchi? Tamagotchi?
Correct. To help keep sand out of their eyes.
Tamahuchi's a whole other game.
How many sets of eyelids do camels have?
I don't know, 6?
No.
9?
No.
8?
No. Which popular social media platform was originally called Peekaboo?
Snapchat.
Yes. Woo! What was the main type of alcohol used in a traditional Moscow mule?
That'd be vodka.
That is correct. In what state would you find the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Been there. New York.
Correct. What is the term for a caterpillar turning into a butterfly?
Oh, crap. We read the damn book all the time with Tatum when she was younger. Metamorphosis.
That is right. Ugh. How many seasons did MASH air?
70.
No.
It felt like it.
Is it like 11 or 12?
Steve, you got 8 correct, and yes, it was 11 seasons.
It was 11?
Yes.
Damn it. I don't get that one, though, right?
You do not.
Yeah.
But you were a winner, 8-5 today. Sorry, Adam.
Good game, Steve.
Thank you, my brother. Have a great day. Oh, the Tamahuchis.
Tamagotchis.
Yes.
You did have it in there. It was something that our friend Adam did know. How many sets of eyelids do camels have? It is 3.
3 eyelids?
Yeah. Mm. It's a very sandy life they live. You got to have 3 eyelids. Fair. 2 would be inadequate.
You're right. You need at least 1 more eyelid than the number of humps you have on your
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
Yeah, duh.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You are the winner this morning. This Saturday, we are throwing down at Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. Not only will it be short in duration, it will be short in length.
Yes, it's like a block. It's not going to take very long. But mainly, rain or shine, we're hanging out over at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon.
You know it, baby. And we apparently have a leprechaun who wants to chat with us.
And so he's on hold. And Danny informed me. He's pretty sure that he's been drinking already.
I mean, that sounds like a proper leprechaun, I think. We're going to chat with this leprechaun after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
I can't believe we're pulling this off, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show is throwing Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade this Saturday, kicking off the fun at 11 o'clock.
We are a couple days away from what could quite possibly be the dumbest thing that we have ever done. But I'm so excited because the city of Stanwood, Washington, your hometown, your neck of the woods, are shutting down a street for us.
This is crazy.
Yes.
And we're going to be kind of home basing at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. But, you know, as we put together what a short parade really needs to look like for St. Patrick's Day, I don't think you can properly put on a St. Patrick's Day parade without a leprechaun.
I'd say marching band and leprechauns.
And it turns out we found a leprechaun. Shorty McMillan joins the Daily Mig Show now. Shorty, are you there?
I am here with my Guinness in my hand, and I'm excited about this parade.
So we got a text message saying, hey, if you guys are going to need a leprechaun, you need to contact this guy. So how does that feel to know that when people think leprechauns, they think Shorty McMillan?
Well, I'm a little guy, 4'9", and I'm a leprechaun. Drunken leprechaun. That's what I am. I 24/7. I got my Guinness, and I'm a leprechaun. I mean, I play tricks. I have fun, you know, and I do what leprechauns do. I annoy people.
Well, you're doing a great job of it already.
Shorty, out of curiosity, as a leprechaun, have you ever encountered the actual pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
I got to hang out with you more because I need that gold. I got some debt to pay off.
Whoever comes to see me, we'll get some gold. Whoever comes to see me at the parade.
All right, I have a question for you, Shorty. So on Saturday, we're doing our big parade. You're going to be marching in our parade. What exactly can people expect when you march in a parade? Like, what do you have? Do you have any idea of what you want to do in this parade? It's going to be a short one, but, you know, we want to make sure that Shorty gets his time in the sun.
Well, I'm definitely going to be drunk. You know, I'm a leprechaun, and I'm going to just be a leprechaun. I mean, that's what I do. I shenanigans, everything, you know?
Shorty, as someone who enjoys a Guinness myself, have you ever done the game Split the G?
Oh, everything.
Do you know what splitting the G is, Steve?
I'm ready to split the G and get out of the studio.
Splitting the G is you take your glass of Guinness and you drink it down to the point where you think you're going to split the G that is on the Guinness glass.
Oh.
And whoever gets closest to splitting the G is the winner.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
We should do that this weekend at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon.
Can I crash at your place if we do this?
You absolutely can.
All right, cool.
Shorty, you cannot.
Well, Shorty,
I better drink the Guinness, man. I can't be sitting there without, you know, everybody else drinking. I can't even have a drop. That would torture a leprechaun.
Yeah.
And we don't like to be tortured.
Shorty, out of curiosity, how many gigs do leprechauns get in the off season? Is it mostly a St. Patrick's Day thing, or are you leprechauning all year?
I'm a leprechaun 24/7.
Do you have leprechaun friends, or are you just kind of like flying solo?
I play solo. I don't trust any of the other leprechauns. They're too drunk for me.
Yeah, I've always heard never trust a leprechaun.
Yeah, that's a classic. Well, Shorty, we're very much looking forward to having you join us for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade this Saturday. If you can lead us.
Millions of people take photos of me, everything. It's going to be fun. So autographs, bring your cameras or your phone camera, I guess, and have fun with me.
We sure will, Shorty. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday.
It's going to be fun.
I mean,
it's staggering, but it'll be fun.
It's going to be something. Thanks, Shorty.
Thanks, Shorty. Have a good one.
Bye.
Are we really bringing Shorty the Leprechaun with us? I'm a little worried, guys.
I think we have to. We made promises. There are people that are demanding a leprechaun, Steve.
And you know, he said it right from the get-go. His job as a leprechaun is to annoy people. And he crushed it.
And you know what? You get what you pay for.
I really think he's a real leprechaun, guys.
I really think he's drunk, too. Like, I don't think I didn't get the vibe that he was hamming it up for the radio. I think he's had a few Guinnesses for breakfast.
That's part of the gig, I think, if you're a leprechaun. You can't drink all day if you don't start drinking Guinness in the morning. Hey, we're going to be in my hometown of Stanwood this Saturday. It is the 15th of March, just a few days ahead of the actual St. Patrick's Day for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Join us and split the G.
Last night, we got to watch a great overtime win by our Seattle Kraken.
It was awesome.
But why was it that the guy that scored the game-winning goal and had 4 points in the game was not even voted the first star of the game, Steve? It's for a great reason, and we're going to tell you about it at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wild win last night for our Seattle Kraken.
Yes.
If you missed it, Brandon Montour had the fastest goal in NHL overtime history. He scored his second goal of the game 4 seconds into overtime and gave the Seattle Kraken a 5-4 comeback.
Off the draw. Here it is. Montour. Right in. He scores. Hey, hey.
What do you say? That's Kraken hockey, baby. Yeah.
It was wild. So obviously he had this stellar game.
It's a broken record for NHL in the NHL for the fastest overtime goal. It ended up being 4 seconds, not five, what John said. But
what a liar.
I think he's tied with three other people for the fastest goal in any period. Like, you know, in regulation time as well. Like that 4 seconds, I don't know how you could beat that. Because, I mean, it takes a couple seconds just to get down the ice, but it was awesome.
His game was incredible. But the highlight ended up coming from rookie Yanni Newman. He was making his NHL debut last night and scored in his first ever NHL game.
Montour does a good job to trap it in front. They score! Yanni Newman has his first goal in the National Hockey League.
Take a look at the parents and their celebration as well, and all smiles from Yanni's family and the Kraken.
Kersey and Mikko Newman. Congratulations.
Dude.
Wow.
I saw when they shot to Kersey and Miko Newman, the parents, I had like that, you know, you get that moment where you're like, man, that's freaking cool. They're jumping up and down. Their hands are in the air. They're wearing their kid's number 38 jersey. I was like, what are the odds? I mean, it's a proud moment. You get to see your kid play his first NHL game, which is awesome in itself, and they win. But then you also saw your son score a goal.
And I'm not saying that they weren't expecting him to score a goal, but you think someone's debut, what are the odds?
I'm sure if you had a couple drinks with Pops, he'd be like, yeah, no, I had no thought that was going to happen.
I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Yes.
Did you have a moment like that where your parents were super proud of you, or even a moment where you were feeling very proud of Tatum, something you got to witness?
Well, I think about my parents, and I mean, I bet they would have given a different answer. Like, for them, probably, you know, seeing me graduate college, even though I fell asleep during the graduation ceremony, I think that was a moment of embarrassment. But the one that I remember was my old band, Peter Parker. We flew all the way to New York. We got invited to this big festival, the CMJ Festival, which was the College Media Journal. And that was like a big like feather in our cap, because typically a lot of, if you're not signed, if you're an unsigned band, you get invited to this, typically that will mean you're about to get signed. It was a little bit of like a scuttlebutt here locally, like, oh, dude, you guys got invited to CMJ. You're going to get signed. Spoiler alert, we never got signed. And we played, though, this place called the Continental, which growing up, I was like, this is going to be so cool. My parents came to watch, which I thought was so awesome. I felt bad, though, because we have no control over when we play.
Mm.
And in New York, bars stay open until 4-ish or 5.
Really?
We went on around 2:30 in the morning.
And your parents stuck it out?
And I have to say, like, I look out in the crowd, and I know they weren't happy about that, but they were just smiling from ear to ear to see me on stage performing in front of them and 4 other people. It was a couple more people than that, but it was still like, I will never forget that, looking over the sea of the crowd, which again, wasn't a lot of people, but it was more than 4, and seeing my dad just cheesing and my mom just smiling and nodding, and I'm sure it was too loud. They didn't like the music. They wanted to be in bed, but that was cool.
Well, and also your dad, you said, was like a session drummer back in the day, so getting to see his boy up there
doing
the drum thing, that must have been wild.
What about for you?
Well, I mean, for me personally, when it comes to Barrett,
Tatum hasn't done anything to make me proud yet. I'm kidding.
The proudest moment I had was probably when he got that first belt, his first belt upgrade in martial arts, because we had such a rough start to martial arts, and I thought we were never going to get out of this alive, that when he finally achieved something, I was huge. Like, all right, we might be okay.
I'll be honest, when I asked you the question, I thought you were going to say the time that he broke the board.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Because that's the thing I'm most proud of him for.
It was, I mean, pretty rad. You know, we've come a long way. We've come a long way, Steve Miggs. So what about the Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What is the coolest thing that your parents got to see you do? Or what's the coolest thing that you have gotten to witness your kid do? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Soundgarden.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the coolest thing that your parents ever got to see you do? Or what's the coolest thing that you have seen your kid do? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. And we are bringing this up because of Kraken rookie Yanni Newman making his NHL debut last night and ended up scoring his first NHL goal in his first ever game. His parents were there.
Montour does a good job to trap it in front. They score! Yeah.
Take a look at the parents and their celebration as well, and all smiles from Yanni, his family, and the Kraken.
Kersey and Miko Newman, congratulations. Wow.
And also wow to John Forslund, ready to go with the parents' names.
Oh,
Kersey, Miko. And he ended up being the first star of the game, which I thought was pretty cool of the Kraken to do that, even though Brandon Montour scored the overtime winner, broke an NHL record by doing that, and had 4 points in the game. But you know what? I'm sure Montour is okay with not being the first star.
What a night.
Yeah.
So what's the coolest thing your parents got to see you do, or what's the coolest thing you got to see your kid do? 206-803-ROCK. Now, I know we're going to talk to Buckner, and his involves vomit.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm a little bit curious about that. But first, we're going to chat with Craig from Bothell. Craig, your dad watched you win a championship. What was this championship all about?
It was for football. But he had to watch me go 0-whatever my first year ever playing. And it was peewee ball. So they had to do, like, the chains, the clock, and all that crud. And he was out there every Saturday with me. And for the end, my last game I ever played, we got to win the championship.
That is awesome.
Cool.
That's rad, Craig. What position did you play?
I was on both sides when I started, and then at the end, I was just defense.
Nice.
Where did he take you after you won that championship?
I was outside linebacker right.
No, I mean, did you guys go to Red Robin or something fun like that?
Pizza Hut or whatever.
I always remember it was like Alfie's. Like, let's go hit Alfie's, man.
Nothing tasted better than after you won I remember playing hockey and we win a game and we all go to like Coney Island hot dogs and be like, this hot dog tastes like victory.
Buckner from Federal Way, your parents got to watch you throw up. Tell us about that.
I ran my first marathon a few years ago and I was so excited. I called mom and dad and they flew all the way out to Utah to watch me run the race. And I did it. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my entire life. And then I crossed the finish line and mom and dad were over there at the side and I kind of started running toward them. And then I started projectile vomiting all over the place. So thanks, mom and dad. They bought the plane ticket to watch their son puke all over the finish line.
So after that, where'd they take you to eat?
Buckner, was there any photo evidence of this?
Somewhere. I'm sure it's in my dad's camera phone somewhere.
I would love to be with your parents, a fly on the wall when they went back home and were having conversations with their friends. Like, well, how was Buckner's race? Well, let me tell you what happened.
Thanks, Buckner. Rock on.
I do. I just texted in high school. I got arrested, dyed my hair, pierced my face, partied all the time, smoked weed. I was not a son to be proud of. Then I turned it around, joined the military. My mom was there for my boot camp graduation. I became her favorite son again.
Aw, and thank you for your service, good sir. Rockaholics, we now have an opportunity for one lucky rockaholic to try to take down Steve Miggs this morning. And it would be very helpful if you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the game. We sure did. Oh, wow. Steve's record is 71 wins, 38 losses, and 19 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.